Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, celebrating 39 years, Mark Comfort and Mimi Comfort, and a little song just for them by the Minions.
Ha ha ha, happy anniversary. Ha ha ha, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Ha ha ha, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
I wish to you happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Mark and Mimi.
Well, thank you, Mark Andrews, my producer. And yes, today, 39 years ago today, November 4th, 1978, Mimi and I tied the knot. We got married. And what a blessing it has been for me.
And she still likes you after all this time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's been downgraded from love to like, but you know what? What a blessing. We've had such a great marriage. Thought about it today, getting up 39 years ago. Where the heck does time go? Oh, my Lord. 39 years. By the way, I got thinking about this. Mark, and you know, we just moved in this past week.
Oh, that's right, to your new house.
Next door to our grandkids.
All right.
Which means also our daughter and son-in-law.
Well, your grandkids would have loved that song, by the way.
Yeah, Minions, I agree. Hey, and you know, how much fun. I got thinking about this. Listen to this. 39 years, one wife.
There you go.
Two kids, two grandkids, my favorite grandson, my favorite granddaughter. By the way, I have a favorite son and a favorite daughter, too.
There you go.
Eight dogs. I'm not going to tell you which dog is a favorite. Gosh darn, we just had to put Ginger down last Saturday right before we moved to our new home. Oh, and Mark, four houses.
Well, there
you go. 39
years. There you go.
And we just moved into our fourth house.
Cool.
Sunday night. First night.
You guys have beat us by 1 year. So we just celebrated 38.
Well, you know, we're not going to let you catch us.
I hope not.
I know. The alternate is not good. And I can't even begin to tell you how full my life has been, how satisfying my life has been, how incredibly blessed. And really, that's the only word I can use. And I thank God daily for the blessings. And I'll tell you what, I hope we all stay grateful. You know, my daughter sent us, got up this morning, you know, the paper. I love reading the paper in the morning, having a cup of coffee or this morning, hot tea. And the paper didn't come. So my daughter left us an anniversary card. You know, Mark, I read it three times, I think maybe four times. And one of the things she said is so true. Marriage, like life, is all about commitments.
That it is.
And you know what? Not always are they good times, are they, Mark? I mean, you know, you got to work at it, don't you?
That's right.
Have to work at it.
And then you say, where has all this time gone?
Seriously. My Lord, my mind, I'm still 45. My mind, you know, matter of fact, my back is telling me that I'm much older than my mind thinks I am.
Oh, well, I tell you what, when your oldest grandchild turns 13, then you really go, wow.
Well, you got me there. You got me there. I love it. 5 and 2, and they are like our dogs. Our grandkids are so happy to see us. It's so cool. And Papa Mark, Papa Mark. I love that. Oh, that's so cool. And you know, life has been really good. And converting or bringing this all back in to tie in.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Mark.
And give Mimi a big hug for us.
Boy, she deserves a lot more than a hug. I got her a new house for her.
Well, there you go.
And yesterday was her birthday. You know, I did that, Mark, 39 years ago, so I wouldn't forget either one.
So you wouldn't forget. Well, there you go.
If I forgot one, I forgot them both. I was in double trouble. So luckily I haven't. Happy birthday yesterday, honey, and happy anniversary today. What a blessed life we've had. And you know, this business. In fact, this is kind of a interesting. I kept thinking about this morning. We've had 39 years of marriage, 29 years. Mimi and I have owned, operated, run, and grown Cruise Holidays of Kansas City and Comfort Tours. And 19 years I've done this radio show. It's multiples of 10, 39, 29, and 19. Pretty blessed about that. That's commitment. I love doing this radio show. I love talking about vacations, and I love my wife. I love my family. Gosh, her son Spencer.
Have you ever thought about taking her on a cruise for your anniversary?
You know, Mark, what a great idea. Where'd you come up with that idea? By the way, everybody laughs at us, Mark, because, you know, they're saying it's you know, yesterday on her birthday. Why? How come you guys aren't going somewhere cool? And an anniversary. How come you're not in Europe or Mexico or Jamaica or wherever? Well, the real reality is, we travel so much. We're leaving tomorrow. We're on the board of advisory board for Holland America Line. We're leaving for meetings up in Seattle Monday and Tuesday. I just got back from that Ama River cruise. What a great river cruise. And by the way, next week I'm going to be talking with people that went on that river cruise, Europe's Rivers and Castles, three rivers in Europe, from Prague to Luxembourg. And, wow, I want you to listen next week. Anybody you know that might be interested in a river cruise, let them hear from people that went on. And by the way, I'm going to have people that have been on two or three river cruises and people that have been on their first river cruise to talk about and share their experiences on that cruise. But Mark, I just got thinking about this. My gosh, we've been all over the world, and I just got back from that trip. Maybe just got back from the Miraval residences. We've got two trips, international trips, left yet this year. So with all due respect, it's kind of fun to be home. And especially with a new home.
Absolutely.
Especially with a new home. And, you know, we're all, Lord, get up this morning, Mark. I, you know, being a good husband, make coffee for my wife.
There you go.
Had to look for everything. Had to look for where the coffee was, where the filters were. I at least found the coffee pot because
well,
it was out. Oh, my gosh. And Mimi, the same way, we're saying, okay, now where did we put that? Oh, you know how that is. Everybody that's ever moved knows how that is. But, hey, thank you so much for listening. So many of you I've had a pleasure of knowing either personally or professionally, and I really thank you for your part. If you've been involved in our life whatsoever, this is personal to you. Thank you for how you've enriched my life and our life. And I hope somehow or another this program has been a blessing to all of you who listen, not only to help you get ideas about where you might want to go on these dream vacations that do enrich your life or whatever it might be. I hope hearing about commitment, you too, during the tough times, stay committed. Hey, I've got to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to my daughter and to my son, hopefully, if he's up, and maybe even to my bride of 39 years. And we will tie this into vacations. We are going to talk about some of our most memorable family vacations. So thank you for joining me today and every Saturday here on 710 KCMO and 103.7 FM. This is Mark Comfort, your host of Vacation Views, and I'll be right back.
This is KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Are you ready to see Europe? Well, don't just see Europe, explore Europe on one of Avalon Waterway's active discovery cruises on the Rhine and Danube rivers. With Avalon Waterways, you can hike, bike, and explore your way through scenic and historic wonders of the world. Visit towns and castles you've only read about in books or seen in movies. Learn how to cook regional specialties, mingle with locals on a pub crawl, or indulge in a cheese and beer tasting. With Avalon Waterways, your experience goes beyond just seeing the sights. You connect with them. To book your European river cruise adventure with Avalon Waterways or to learn more about river cruising, call the River Cruise Experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. Or visit them online at cruiseholidaysrivercruises.com. cruiseholidaysrivercruises.com. Don't forget to ask how you can save on an exciting active discovery cruise today.
Ama Waterways offers exclusive wine cruises that showcase the acclaimed wine regions along Europe's Danube, Douro, Moselle, Rhine, Rhone, and Seine rivers. These unique sailings are hosted by top wine experts and feature complimentary lectures, wine tastings, exquisite cuisine with paired wines, and excursions to historic vineyards and wine cellars. Guests learn about centuries-old wine traditions, sample one-of-a-kind vintages, and enjoy private wine-themed excursions. Other highlights include music and newly pressed wine at a rustic Austrian tavern and a German Oktoberfest in the village of Wilshofen, held year-round exclusively for our guests. Love wine? These are the perfect cruises for you. Call the River Cruise Experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today and ask about our exciting wine cruises. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. And remember, you deserve a vacation.
Not all families want the same thing out of a vacation. That's why with the Marvel Resort All-Inclusive Family Emotion Program, you get to customize the perfect family vacation from beginning to end. Start by choosing your perfect style of accommodations in spacious two- or three-bedroom residences, everyone together under one roof. Then enjoy our package inclusions that go beyond all-inclusive. Enjoy a welcome basket or snacks for the family, a customizable bundle of beach and pool toys, plus shower, bath, and splash accessories for babies, kids, and teens, a logo tote with gift card, a customized family picnic, Xbox consoles and DVD players, a bath accessories basket for mom, a keepsake photo album with CD of your pictures, and gift card to develop the photos one's home, and more. It truly is a family vacation unlike any other. To find out more about Marvel's great Family Emotions program, call the experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today, 816-505-1500. Or visit us online at chkc.travel.
This is Uncharted Adventure. This is not a cruise. This is a tropics trekking adventure that takes vacationing to a whole new level. Explore underwater worlds in Bermuda or forge your own path through crystal caves in Belize. And with amazing inclusions like hit Broadway shows, rock climbing walls, aqua shows, the Flow Rider Surf Simulator, and more, Royal Caribbean offers more activities, dining venues, entertainment options, and experiences, and delivers more memories without tapping into your wallet. Enjoy and explore more with up to $100 to spend at sea on sailings booked 6 or more months in advance. Bring the whole family, because right now, kids sail for less. Call Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today to book your next Royal Caribbean vacation adventure. Call 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. Or visit them online at chkc.travel. And hurry, this exciting offer is only good until December 8th. Remember, you deserve a great vacation.
Welcome back to Vacation Views on this very, very special day. For Mimi and I, if you're just tuning in, it is our 39th wedding anniversary today. And you know what? Yesterday was Mimi's birthday, and we flew in our son, Spencer, from the colorful Colorado, beautiful Rocky Mountains. And with me right now on the lines are both my daughter Andrea and my son Spencer. Andrea, are you
hey,
on the line?
How are you, Papa Mark? Happy anniversary.
And thank you. Spencer, are you on the line?
I am, yeah. Happy anniversary. What a weekend.
Well, what a weekend. And thanks for coming in, Spencer, to make yesterday's birthday for Mimi so special and our anniversary so special. Now, I want to talk to you both a little bit about all sorts of things, but I want, since this is a show on vacations, I want to tie in you two and our family vacations, maybe our favorite family vacations that you have individually, and how maybe that's affected your life. Because you guys grew up in travel. Andrea, I think you were about 7 or 8 when we started Cruise Holidays. Spencer, you were about 4 or 5. So you've grown up in the travel business. But Andrea, let me start with you first. You had to pick out 1 or 2 family vacations that you remember most vividly. What would they be?
Well, I'm going to let Spencer talk about Colorado, because I know that that has had a profound life-changing impact on him. So I will tackle the fact that growing up with travel agents as parents, our mom and dad would allow us, Spencer and I, to sometimes choose the destination that we'd like to go in the world. And so when I was in middle school, I remember being very concerned about the Amazon rainforest disappearing. My teachers were talking about it in school, and I came home and I said, Mom and Dad, I really want to take a family trip to see the Amazon rainforest because I think it's going to disappear soon and then we're never going to be able to see it. And so my parents were so gracious to let us choose destinations that we found interesting in the world to learn about them more than just in books, but in our lives. And so we took this cruise and we took a cruise ship into the Amazon rainforest. And it was one of the first memories I have of really opening my eyes to other cultures. We met indigenous people, and now I'm an immigration attorney. And I really believe that that was the start of my interest in other in people from other countries and other cultures, and particularly Latin America. So that's the trip that really stands out in my mind as one of the life-changing family trips.
Andrea, how old were you then? Were you around 12 or 13?
I think so. I was maybe 11 or 12. And I think that that's really an age where kids start to understand and comprehend. I remember seeing the indigenous people and the way that they lived and bartered. They didn't have money. They bartered for their items and their survival. And it was just such a fascinating thing to me, seeing people so what appeared to be poor compared to us. But also, it impacted me as a 12-year-old how happy they seemed to be.
And healthy, too.
Yeah, that was really transformative.
Yeah, happy and healthy. It was just amazing. By the way, that was one of the first times. Now, every mom and dad of a daughter that is that age, 11, 12, 13, whatever it was, will empathize with Mimi and I on this. At one little village we stopped at that was so cool. I mean, these people only see tourists once a year on that princess, little bitty island princess that went up the Amazon River, and you disappeared. Some boy wanted to take you up and show you the rainforest, right?
And I was like, sure, I think that's a great idea. Let's go.
Yeah, then we said later, hey, some boy wants to show you his rainforest or etchings. You be careful about that. Okay, let me switch gears. Spencer, how about you? Things that really impacted you from our family vacations growing up.
You know, I think to go along with kind of the theme of this weekend, of the birthday celebrations, you know, it wasn't more than, maybe 5 or 6 years ago that we had a bunch of the family members and Steve and Kathy and Brittany Cornelier, some of our good family friends, that we all went down to Mexico together and spent that time at the Marvel. And it was so much fun having family and friends and the ability to, you know, be at an all-inclusive environment like that where everybody's, you know, just kind of able to relax and have fun. And some of those nights of birthday dinner and drinks and dancing and some of those memories are things that will, you know, that will last a lifetime with me.
You know, that was a great experience. That was for my birthday that ended with a zero, and that really was fun, Spencer, because it was all a celebration, wasn't it, of life and realizing how blessed we are. You know, my dad died at age 50, so every year that I have had over the age 50, I've truly, truly believed it was a blessing from God to be able to spend an extra year, you know, or two or three, or in this case, 15, with my family, and that is really true. Andrea, second vacation maybe that stood out in your mind.
You know, we have done some safaris to Africa that have been mind-blowing. The safaris to Kenya and Tanzania in particular. Dad, you and I have traveled a lot over the years growing up. It seemed like Dad and I would travel together and Mom and Spencer would travel together and then we would do some family trips. And so those trips to Africa and you know, it's an interesting thing because I missed a lot of school, days of school growing up for trips. And I think that the time on the trips counted more towards education for my life than the classroom education ever did. There's something about seeing a pyramid yourself in Egypt versus reading about it in a book, or going and watching a jaguar pull a deer up a tree
Thompson
and hang it there
gazelle.
For later. What was an elk? What was it, Dad?
Thompson gazelle.
Oh, gazelle! Yeah, this jaguar killed a gazelle in Africa, and then amazingly with these strong teeth, dragged it up a tree and hung it over a high tree limb so that no other animal can get to it. I mean, those things are just etched in your mind, and there's no book and there's no reading in a book that compares to the experience when you experience something in your life and you see it personally, how it transforms your mind, opens your mind to the world, makes you a more, I think, empathetic and open-minded and compassionate person. Travel is really good for the soul and the character, I believe.
And for education. Andrea, one of the things I remember so vividly is your teachers and Spencer's teachers and principals never once said no to you going on one of these exciting trips somewhere in the world, because they too knew it would be more educational than what you would learn that specific week or two that you were gone. Okay, Spencer, back to you. Second vacation that really stands out in your mind.
You know, I don't know if I can say that it's just one, but I'm going to go ahead and say that, you know, the times that we spent traveling out to Colorado as a family, and the time that we got to spend playing golf with the three generations of me, you, and Papa, and nowadays we actually get to have three generations of golfers with Chavi and myself and you, and that, you know, that's something that's really shaped me to become the person I am today. That was what got me motivated to move out to the mountains, because I fell in love with those memories that we were able to make growing up visiting that area. And, you know, just something pretty cool. We've been able to enjoy, you know, some of those activities across multiple generations. And there's not a whole lot of things that you're able to kind of go out and do things like that together. And it's really cool being able to pass the love of the game and the love of Colorado on to my niece and nephew. And, hopefully we'll have them hooked as mountain people for the rest of their lives.
That was about the first thing you said. You know, your niece and nephew, Chavi and Ariella, know you as Colorado Bubba. Uncle T.O. Spencer from Colorado. And because we all went skiing last year, and that was the first thing you said to Chavi, your nephew, when you saw him. Chavi, want to go skiing again? It's going to be winter pretty quick. Want to go skiing? And that's so much fun, isn't it, Spencer?
Oh, it's so much fun. It's so fun to see his eyes light up now that he's actually gotten a chance to get out there and experience how fun it is. And, you know, it really is just an incredible way to get to spend time as a family together. It's fun and challenging and can be funny at times, and, you know, can really be a good way to kind of just spend time together, whether it's out in the summer playing golf or during the winter skiing. But, you know, the both of those are kind of things that you can do throughout the majority of your life, and it is kind of cool to be able to have the multiple generations out there together spending that quality time.
Yeah, it is kind of fun because there's different stages in life, as you all know, and different vacations are more important. Different kinds of vacations are more important at different stages, and that's kind of where Mimi and I are right now, and we're looking so forward to making sure that we get to share the kind of experiences with our grandkids that we have been able to share with you two. Andrea, we got a minute and a half left. Anything you want to say to your mother?
Well, you know, it was a sweet morning. I had the kids, and I make a photo album every year of the memories for that year. And my kids, Chavi and Ariella, that we were just talking about, wanted to see all of our pictures, basically, from the time I was pregnant with Chavi. So for the last 5.5 years or so. And it was so sweet looking at the trips that we had taken, even when Chavi was 4 months old and we took him to Miraval, Dad. I don't know if you remember that. And then the trip to Branson, we have the sweetest picture of my mom's dad, Papa John, at Branson. And it was when Chavi was a little bitty baby. And just the sweetest memories that we have from traveling that become photo albums that you look back on when you don't have that person with you anymore, like we are missing Papa John so much. And I'm just so grateful for the legacy we have in this family of just not only just Christian family members, but committed Christian family members that live their faith through unconditional love of the people around them. So thanks, Dad, and thanks, Mom, for the example you've given Spencer and I of what true commitment in life and in marriage really means. I admire you so much, and now that I've been married for 9 years, I realize when people say marriage is hard, you don't really get it until you're actually married. It's sort of like breastfeeding, where you're like, oh, this is really hard.
Yeah. Hey, okay, and in 15, 20 seconds, Spencer, how about you? Sorry.
Well, I just wanted to say I love you guys very much. Happy birthday to Mom, and thank you for being the shining example of what a marriage should be and what good parents should be. We love you very much, and we're thankful every day that we get to be part of this family.
Thank you. I love you guys both, and I'm so proud you're both living on lakes now, as am I. Lake living is the best. Hey, this is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. This is Mark Comfort, owner of Cruise Holidays of Kansas City and Comfort Tours and Travel. And I want you to know, for 29 years, the secret of our success as a vacation specialist has been matching you up with what is exactly right for you. Now listen, I think it's very, very important because we know what we're talking about. We can give you firsthand experience, whether it's ocean cruises or river cruises or all-inclusive resorts. We'll be there to help you plan the most perfect vacation and walk you through everything you'll need to know during the whole process. And when your documents come in, we'll even go over the documents with you to once again be sure you know everything.
CBS News Update. The president is on a week-long trip to five different countries, including Japan.
The Japanese want some kind of firm commitment from the United States that if North Korea launches a nuke, that Japan will be protected with eye-to-eye retaliation. And the White House and the U.S. government has been reticent to put anything down on paper.
That's CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy, who's making the journey with the president and first lady. Before the international tour, Mr. Trump is in Hawaii, and correspondent Jamie Yukis says he may talk Russia election meddling.
The president is very likely to be asked about Russia on this trip. As a matter of fact, on Friday, a Kremlin spokesperson would not rule out a potential meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin next week at an economic summit in Vietnam.
Meantime, a Kremlin spokesman says there's no cooperation between Russia and the U.S. on dealings with North Korea for the time being. CBS News Update, I'm Matt Piper.
KCTV Storm Track 5 forecast.
Not a whole lot of sunshine today, but still a day to enjoy. Turning mild by the afternoon in the upper 50s and low 60s. An overcast sky, but still staying pretty dry throughout much of the day. Into the evening, still looking pretty cloudy, but still mild. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ronald Williams.
Are you ready to stop dreaming and start doing? Right now, you can do both. Make once-in-a-lifetime memories, whether it's a girls' trip, a romantic getaway, or a fun vacation for the whole family. Pleasant Holidays and Cruise Holidays of Kansas City have big deals in all destinations with the Book Now, Save Big Sale event. Save $100 when you book great destinations like Mexico, the Caribbean, and Hawaii. Save even more when you book Europe or the Cook Islands. Save $300 when you book Tahiti or Fiji, and save up to $500 when you book Central America. Plus, we have great values for the United States. These offers won't last long, so call your dream vacation specialist at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today and tell them you're ready to book now and save big with Pleasant Holidays. Call 816-505-1500 today. That's 505-1500 or visit us online at chkc.travel. You deserve a great vacation.
We're rolling out the orange carpet at the new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts, Punta Cana. Bring the whole family to meet friends like SpongeBob, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, Dora, and more. Enjoy the unique gourmet inclusive luxury experience by Charisma, the Caribbean's first ever Nickelodeon resort ready for your vacation. Book now and save up to 45%. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today at 816-505-1500. To plan your gourmet inclusive family vacation at the new Nickelodeon Resort in Punta Cana and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours, 816-505-1500. 816-505-1500.
Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host. And what a day this is, celebrating 39 years of marriage. And I tell you what, Andrea and Spencer, I hope you're listening. We ran out of time. I could not be more proud of you two individually and how you have handled life. And Andrea, thank you for those two incredible grandkids that you've given me. Now, changing gears just a little bit, but keeping within the anniversary time. 39 years ago today, Mimi and I got married. And, you know, we got married in Kansas City, and then we took a vacation into the Caribbean. But it is amazing what's changed in 39 years. at how many more people now, and I believe it's because the price of weddings in the United States has just gotten so incredibly expensive that people are doing more and more destination weddings. And with me right now to talk about that very subject is the wedding manager at Charisma Resorts, Valerie Martinez. And Valerie, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you very much, Mark, for inviting us. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning to talk about our incredible weddings program.
Well, I'll tell you what, today is our 39th wedding anniversary, and I sure wish I was at one of the Charisma Resorts down there in the beautiful Riviera Maya area of Cancun or in Jamaica. And what's the weather like there, by the way?
The weather, it's about 90 degrees and sunny, as you can imagine. It's gorgeous here, and I would love for Mimi and you to celebrate with us your anniversary. We have incredible vow renewals for you to experience again the joy of 40 years of marriage, or 39 this year, but next year will be 40. Wouldn't that be amazing?
I would agree with that. Now, Valerie, it really is true. Valeria, I should pronounce your name correctly. There are so many more people getting married at resorts, doing what are called destination weddings. It is an incredibly growing business. It's close to, I think if I remember right, $5 billion industry, these destination weddings. Tell us really why people are getting married and picking the Charisma Resorts, if you will, Valeria.
Well, destination weddings, Mark, are now what I call mainstream. Back in the day, a few years ago, only a few couples decided to elope or invite a few of their closest friends and family over to the Caribbean in order to get married. As you know, time goes by, and with word of mouth, people start to realize getting married, it's super pricey back in the United States. And here in Mexico or Jamaica or the Dominican Republic, we can have an incredible wedding at a fraction of its price. Plus, our guests want to have experiences. They are no longer looking to have just a few hours of celebrating. They want to have a full weekend, a few days with their closest family and friends, which are usually 50 people, 100 people, and they want to have more bang for their buck. So here in Mexico, in Riviera Maya and the DR, and as well Jamaica, we can offer them beautiful wedding collections at an incredible price and being able, as a guest, to enjoy of an experience, a wedding experience with your family and friends that doesn't last just a few hours, but a few days in the Caribbean, an incredible getaway. So I think that has no price. It's an incredible value.
It is an incredible value. And again, our slogan at our company is we help create memories that last a lifetime. And Valeria, so do you. Talk a little bit about some of the wedding packages that you have for brides and some of your design consultations that are available, because I know that's one thing that worries brides and their moms.
Yeah, we did a recent study, and the average price tag for a wedding in the United States, it's about $31,000. So if you get married in a destination weddings here in Mexico or any of our Caribbean destinations, you can have an incredible wedding package in complimentary basis, which includes all of the essentials for you to get married, such as a justice of the peace or a non-denominational minister, a wedding designer to assist you with all of the planning in advance, so you can really plan ahead all of the beautiful amenities and services that you would like to have for the wedding, as well as a group dinner, a ceremony location with incredible views of the Caribbean Ocean, and a few other things. This package, it's included in complimentary basis if our couples book 15 room nights minimum as a group, or 5 rooms, 3 nights each. So let's say you have a group of 20 people with your closest family and friends, and each of them stays an average of 3 nights. You will immediately receive the complimentary wedding package, and we can add beautiful decor and amenities. We have an incredible collection called Memorable Moments, and we have designed 6 different themes for the brides to choose from: glamorous, chic, beachy, vintage, romantic, so they can, before they travel, see what their style and their the personality of the collection reflects best their destination wedding look.
You know, we had some of our best friend's son and now daughter-in-law get married at the El Dorado Royale just south of Cancun in the Riviera Maya, right on the beach. And then they had their reception in that beautiful restaurant. And I want to tell you, it was just plain joyous and special and memorable. And frankly, one of the things that I think we need to talk about, it was stress-free. It was so much less stress than in a normal wedding. And of course, you know, the father of the bride is always happy when he doesn't have to spend as much money as he would when he has 300 of their friends come to a wedding back home in the United States, or in their case, in Australia. But hey, Valeria, talk a little bit about what this might be, one of the best things. And grandmas, grandpas, moms and dads, please listen to what we're ready to talk about with the wedding dress rehearsal. This is one of the best things I think I've ever heard about that can make a bride and groom so comfortable with their decision to make and have a destination wedding. Tell us about the wedding dress rehearsal, Valeria.
Sure, Mark. Our destination wedding dress rehearsal, it is a test drive in which we invite our couples so they see it to believe it. Every hotel can give you Photoshop brochures, images, and all kinds of printed materials for you to see. However, sometimes that's not enough. In order to take the plunge and being able to decide on where would you like to get married, you know, such a big step, we invite you to stay with us for 3 nights and 4 days at any of our incredible resorts here in Riviera Maya for a ridiculous rate. For $699, our couples will be able to stay for 3 nights, 4 days with our full gourmet all-inclusive, so they can experience, you know, touch, taste, and feel all of the wedding details that they have and what they envision. Usually, we have the bride and groom to attend the dress rehearsal, but sometimes we know that's not possible due to busy schedules. So sometimes the brides attend with their moms or with their maid of honor, so they can do a test drive. They can see and try the food, talk to the wedding designers, and really experience what it would be to get married with us. It doesn't get more real than that. And with this rate of $699, all you have to do is buy a ticket, an airplane ticket, and if you decide to book with us, you'll receive a special bonus. So it doesn't get more real than that. The worst thing that can happen is that you don't like it, and for $699, you had an incredible 3-night, 4-day vacation.
And that's 100% right. I really, really like that. I know that takes so much worry and stress away from the bride and groom in this case, the wedding dress rehearsal. And by the way, everything you're hearing today, Mimi and I and our wonderful staff at Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours have been trained on these programs. We know what the booking process is like. We can talk to you about deposits, which resorts we feel will be right for the bride and groom. We can talk about how the wedding party can stay together, which properties there based on how many people might be coming, and whether there's families involved or not, or just adults. Matter of fact, I love one of my favorite places to stay, Valeria, and I've seen this happen, is your El Dorado Casitas, because that takes a big resort and makes it real small. Talk about the private enclave wedding experience at your El Dorado Casitas, please.
Absolutely. Our private enclave wedding package gives you the opportunity to secure 17 of the most exclusive casita suites we have in the same cluster of rooms. So you have to imagine and picture yourself with your closest family and friends in 17 casitas all together, in which you can enjoy of your own pool, of your own beach butler, of your own pool butler, and having the incredible amenities and services from memorable moments, such as ceremony decor, reception decor, food and beverage, but having the opportunity that no one else out there is giving out to our clients, which is securing in advance the exact location of casitas so all of you can enjoy of a private area in which all of you can enjoy of a pool party, of a beach party, and having your butlers and the service of waiters to assist you for you to have limitless hours of fun.
It's just the perfect program for a destination wedding. And I'll tell you, if you do want to know more about this, grandmas, grandpas, moms, dads, we know that so many times you're involved with helping to pay for the kids' weddings. It happens all the time. And I get that, and I compliment you for helping out. Consider this. And Charisma has taught us this. And Valerie, I love this. In our trainings, you talk to the bride and groom, and you say a statement very similar to what I'm ready to say here. A bride and groom, would you rather have a wedding, your wedding, with 50 of your best friends at this beautiful beach destination that Charisma Resorts can offer, or would you rather have your wedding back home with 300 to 500 of your parents' closest friends? And I just love that. And there's so much truth to that. And, you know, things are changing. You use the word mainstream. So I think these wedding destinations, I agree with Valeria so much. It's become such a big part of our business with our partnership with Charisma through the GIVC and GIHAC programs. It really, we are one of their partners that can help make these wedding destinations come true for you. And Valeria, it really is important not only to pick the right resort to have your destination wedding, but it's also very, very important to have the right travel agent that is trained and specialized in these fields, right?
Yes, Mark, you have hit the spot. You need, as a bride, to have the right match with a travel agent that really understands the ocean of different possibilities that are out there. You know, having a travel agent like you, which is an incredible partner of Charisma, will give the bride so much more knowledge and benefits that they would do on their own. Cruise Holidays, it's our great partner. We have done together an incredible number of weddings, all of them super successful, and you and Mimi have an incredible knowledge, so you can guide them through all of these decisions they will have to make in order for this to become an incredible event. So yes, it is very important for all of our couples out there. You need to go with the best, and the best is Cruise Holidays with Mimi and Mark Comfort. They will be able to guide you through all of the process of choosing a resort, giving you rates, advice, and getting you all kinds of benefits that you will not be able to find by yourselves. They are the experts, and they will make it happen for you guys.
Well, thank you, Valeria. So very well said, and I personally agree with that. And we love sending our people to Charisma Resorts because after the wedding is over, it doesn't matter what the price was. Seriously, it doesn't. It matters what the experience was and what the memories that were created. Valeria Martinez, wedding manager for Charisma Resorts, thank you for joining me here today.
Mark, it was my pleasure, and I look forward to see you very soon in our sunny Caribbean.
And by the way, I look forward to spending our 40th anniversary down there, and Mimi and I should do renewal of vows. I think that's a great idea.
Let's start planning, Mark.
Okay. Please. Hey, we're going to see you. We're going to see you in about a month from now when we're down there for the GIVC's convention. So thank you very much. Valeria Martinez with Charisma Resorts, the wedding manager. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back.
Crystal clear waters, powdery white sands, relaxing poolside, or laying out on the beach with a cool drink. Come experience the most comprehensive all-inclusive resorts in the Caribbean with Barceló Hotel Group. Their all-inclusive resorts are perfect for all travelers, from those seeking exclusive luxury accommodations and experiences to guests on a limited budget. Experience Cancun's famous hotel zone at the Occidental Costa Cancun and Occidental to Cancun. Head to Riviera Maya for the luxurious adults-only Royal Hideaway Playa Car or family-friendly Barceló Maya Grand Resort. Try island living in Cozumel or make your escape to Punta Cana and experience the adults-only Barceló Bávaro Beach or the family-friendly Barceló Bávaro Palace, Occidental Caribe, or Occidental Punta Cana. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today to book your next Barceló Hotel Group vacation. 816-505-1500. Online at comforttoursandtravel.com. You deserve a great Barceló vacation.
Are you ready to see Europe? Well, don't just see Europe, explore Europe on one of Avalon Waterway's active discovery cruises on the Rhine and Danube rivers. With Avalon Waterways, you can hike, bike, and explore your way through scenic and historic wonders of the world. Visit towns and castles you've only read about in books or seen in movies. Learn how to cook regional specialties, mingle with locals on a pub crawl, or indulge in a cheese and beer tasting. With Avalon Waterways, your experience goes beyond just seeing the sights, you connect with them. To book your European river cruise adventure with Avalon Waterways or to learn more about river cruising, call the River Cruise Experts at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City today at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. Or visit them online at cruiseholidaysrivercruises.com. cruiseholidaysrivercruises.com. Don't forget to ask how you can save on an exciting active discovery cruise today.
Welcome back to our last segment of Vacation Views, and with me right now is my partner in life, my bride of 39 years, Mimi Gammon Comfort. Mimi, how are you today, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. You know, you have to, you know, say blissful years, husband.
Oh, did I forget blissful?
Blissful years.
Oh man, slap my head. Blissful is right. Mimi, did you listen to the kids talking about their favorite family vacations?
I did. That was awesome.
Would you tell them how proud I am? I ran out of time that segment, and isn't it wonderful, Mimi, to be married? Yeah, can you even believe it's 39 years?
Well, I got a text this morning from Mary Woody, you know, saying congratulations for, you know, 39 years. I said, 39 years to the same man. Wow. I said, that's really something. And then I said, just said to her, you know, how when you talk about business and partnerships and how Mary was the first person and only person that would actually call on us when we first opened our business. She believed in us when we were just young whippersnappers, and how much that meant, that friendship that we've had with her for that many years in business. You know, with 29 years in business, it's just amazing.
Mimi, isn't it been a blessing in our lives to have not only a marriage together, but a business that we've grown from scratch like we have for 29 years together, too? Isn't that exciting?
It is exciting. And, you know, when I heard you speaking with Charisma, which we absolutely love the Charisma properties. I mean, they just do everything, you know, right. And we've had many weddings down there. But, you know, talking about, you know, choosing the right resort. And it's just kind of like the same thing in marriage. It's like we've been blessed to have met in just kind of a fluke situation and then to choose the right mate and to be blessed that we have with, the foster kids we've had, the business we've had, you know, the dogs we've had. I mean, it's just the kids,
big brothers, big sisters.
Just blessed.
Big brothers, big sisters.
Exactly.
That's how we met through that program.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how it got, you know, just through a chance meeting, and I don't think it's chance, but we were able to meet and just have a wonderful life together. So
and live happily ever after. Now, Mimi, you're in your new home, aren't you?
I am. I can't find anything. Yes, I am in my new home. I think it'll take about a month to figure out where we just shoved everything to get this moved in. So,
oh, my gosh.
It's pretty funny.
Well, it is. And Mimi, if you had to look back at a vacation that we have had together, either you and me or family, would anyone stand out? Because there have been so many.
Mark, we've been so fortunate to have it's amazing. I mean, I just love the fact that we were able to take our kids and when they were little and travel the world. So it's shaped who they are. And I think they have great open-mindedness to different cultures and,
yep,
and different people. And they love, they love learning about, you know, different cultures And I think that's what travel has done, is it makes you be more open-minded to the world what it has to offer. And it's not just us here in the Midwest. It's, you know, people are going through life and have different problems, and we can't even comprehend if you're just looking at it from our small mind, you know, as far as our little circle. But when you travel, it just opens your mind and heart to the world,
and
which
does,
is wonderful.
I do think you have to get out of your own little world that you live in every day and go to different cultures, different parts of the world, to really realize how incredibly blessed we are to live in this country. You can say whatever you want about the problems in this country. This is still the greatest country in the world. And just because some relative of ours way back when immigrated and did, how hard would that have been to leave your home country, come here? We got to live in this United States of America.
100%.
And Mimi, you and I,
they had the courage to come across, not in a luxury cruise ship, but in a boat that was very bad conditions.
From luxury. Yeah, and Mimi, it does make you appreciate what you have. It does make you more grateful. It does make you realize how we're really all pretty much alike as people. You know, God made us all somewhat similar. We all want better for our family. We all want the opportunities to better ourselves for our families. That's worldwide, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it really is. People, that is, I think that's the basic thing that people want. They want their families to have, you know, food on the table and, you know, roof over their heads. And so it's just, definitely.
Most of our problems here in the United States, not all of them, of course, so I don't want to generalize this, but most of our problems in this country compared to problems in the world and the way things are in the world are what we call Mimi and our family from our daughter. First world problems, right?
Right. 100%.
Mimi, I have loved most every minute of our 39 years.
Not every moment, husband, but I understand. Being married, it's a wonderful partnership. But you know what? To be married 39 years, you're going to have your days where you're not really liking each other too much. You may love each other, but you may not like each other too much. But you know what? We've stuck with each other and we're blessed to do so.
That's right. And you know what? And then to work together like this and to grow a company where we have 28 employees, where we have people. Right now, Mimi, we've got like 4 or 5 different employees going across the world to experience these different kinds of vacations so they can better help our customers from firsthand experience. You and I really believe in that, don't we?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's nothing better as far as to be able to help our clients and to know what we're talking about. And that's why we send people. That's why they take their time to go and do so they can learn.
Exactly right. And you've been such a good partner in life, Mimi, both at home and at work. And I thank God every day for you. Thank you, sweetie, for 39 great years. I look for many, many more. And I just want you and everybody listening to know I love you very much. And thank you for all of those 39 years. Let's go celebrate tonight, shall we?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Hey, I love you, honey.
Love you, too.
Okay, everybody. Let me just say to you, thanks so much for listening. And I hope God will bless you as much as he's blessed us. May this be the best November you've ever had. That's kind of our new saying. Every day is going to be better than the day before. God bless you.